Welcome to The Fab Life with Shauna Renee. People often ask me, what is fab? Fab is an acronym. F stands for feminine, that energy that makes women magical. A stands for art, because creating the life you deserve is a process. It requires skill and imagination. B stands for balance. You know, to remain standing, one must be balanced, must be steady, even, fair. Feminine art of balance. I'm Shauna Renee. Let's get started. Assembling a team of healers is crucial. Typically, when we hear the word healers, though, we think of medical doctors, right? While there is no way to undervalue having a team of medical professionals, it does serve us well to expand that category to include others. Because as you know, healers come in many different forms. For example, my healers were my friends, my family members, my neighbors. And in addition to that, a posse of naturopaths and homeopaths and body workers, all of whom came together to assist me throughout my treatment, and they continue to do so today. So here you are, faced with the challenge of surviving a crisis. If you're anything like me, you are likely to resist asking for help. And this is especially true if you happen to be a woman who has been conditioned to believe that you are the one everyone else should depend on. You know, one of my favorite quotes is by the author and activist Audre Lorde. She wrote, "Caring for myself is not self-indulgence. It is self-preservation, and it is an act of political warfare. To ask for help when we need it is a form of self-care that should be encouraged and embraced. If you are fighting a war against cancer or any other type of negativity, understand that second only to your faith, your team of healers will be the most lethal weapon. So now is not the time to wear your pride. Now is the time to swallow it and ask for help." And that is exactly what I did. So who did I include on my team of healers? Well, it began with my information junkie. And for me, that was my mother. I knew that the first thing that she would do was hit the internet. And when you are dealing with something like this, it is so important that you have someone to collect the information for you. Because one, you may not feel like doing it for yourself. And two, it can be quite scary, especially when dealing with something like cancer. There's so much information, and a lot of it is contradictory. The second really important person on your team of healers is your ride or die. Now, in my world, that was my best friend. Your ride or die is the one that you know will say yes. She is the one that can get to you quickly, or he, and is the one who is always going to have a bottle of wine on chill or a cup of tea on brew, depending on how you get down. Now, as my luck would have it, my BFF happens to be hilarious. And she was there by my side when they rolled me back into the operating room for my first surgery. And I tell you, I literally laughed until I passed out from the medicine. And I do believe that my ability to come back quickly from that surgery was in large part because I went into it feeling so good and I was so happy. Now, another member or another group of folks that should be on your healing team are your angels. You know, these are your prayerful friends, and you are going to need as many praying folks on your team as possible. And this is where your extended village comes in, because the people who want to help you out, but for whatever reason don't know how, or perhaps they're too far to physically assist you, are going to want to do something. And the one thing that they can do is pray. My prayer army, baby, was on fleek. I'm telling you, Christians and Muslims, Buddhists, Hindus, they were all lifting me up. And I accepted every single one of the prayers. And I know for a fact that I am here today because of them. And they don't stop. Just because the treatment, the hard part of the treatment is over, I still call upon them every now and again. And they come through for you, girl. The next group of folks who should be on your healing team would be your body workers. Now, I have always believed in the power of touch. If you just kind of think to how good it feels to have someone massage your shoulders when you're feeling stressed, researchers actually have determined that touch, which is one of the very first senses that we develop as an infant, has the power to reduce anxiety. It lessens symptoms of depression, like fatigue. And I employed a team of massage therapists, of acupuncturists, and yoga instructors. each of which provided the relief that I needed during the various phases of my treatment. Now, I cannot underestimate the effect yoga had on my emotional and physical healing. I practiced yoga from the moment I was diagnosed up until this morning, and I will not stop. My massage therapist helped me regain a full range of motion after my surgery, as well as keep the pain, which these days happens to be a side effect of my hormone treatment, at bay. My homeopathic and naturopathic doctors were also on my team. Very, very important. Now, I knew that I was going to take an integrated approach to treating my condition, which meant that I was going to allow the medical doctors to treat the cancer, and then my naturopathic doctors would help me manage the side effects, while my homeopathic doctor would be the one to bring me back to balance. Now, this has been the best approach for me. Everyone is different, so you are going to have to find the approach that works best for you. Now, as a holistic health coach and yoga instructor, I work with survivors to help them integrate these modalities into their treatment. And in fact, I'm going to be hosting a couple of yoga workshops in November, and I'm going to have those details coming up later on at the end of the podcast. Another member of your healing team that is so important is your lover. Now, I mentioned earlier how important touch is to the healing process. And while body workers are important, there is something so beautiful and healing in the touch of an intimate partner. Now, if you are blessed to have someone that fills that space in your life, now is the time for you to be a little selfish about your needs, whatever those needs may be. And if you happen to be the intimate partner of someone who is suffering from cancer, I need you to understand how absolutely necessary it is that you put your hands on her or him. Cancer treatment, and this is especially true for women who are undergoing breast cancer treatment, can be a tremendous blow to a woman's self-esteem. Her femininity, the essence of who she is as a woman, is often wrapped up in her breasts and her hair and her looks, all of which she could lose temporarily and in some instances permanently. Knowing that she is loved, knowing that she is desired, knowing that she is cared for can mean the difference between life and death. And that is not an exaggeration. Understand this. The mind is powerful. And for women, the emotions even more so. Where the mind and the heart goes, the body will follow. And that's for better or for worse. Now, if you don't happen to be in a relationship, think about a friend that you have with whom you have a close bond. Now, I'm not suggesting that you go off and have sex with this person. What I am suggesting, however, is that you call them up and you talk to them about ways in which they may be able to support you. Now, if this is someone that you have a relationship with, if this is someone who loves you, if this is someone who is genuinely interested in your healing and well-being, they'll be more than happy to oblige. And what I'm talking about is something as simple as cuddling, or, Lord have mercy, a scalp massage or something like that. These things work wonders. When I was going through the beginning parts of my cancer treatment, I was not in a relationship. So I really did rely on people who I was not necessarily in an established bond with, but people who did care very deeply for me to just kind of be around when I needed them. And they were able to do that. And again, it wasn't necessarily a full-blown intimate relationship. It really was just two people who care very deeply for one another, one relying on the other for certain needs. Now, last but definitely not least, your medical team, your actual doctors, your surgeons, your oncologists, your therapists, your nutritionists. You need to assemble the best team possible, which means that you or whoever your information guru is needs to do your research. Write down every single question that you have. Demand those answers. Do not agree to anything that you do not understand. I want you to talk about your expectations and your fears with your doctors. I want you to talk to other patients. I want you to get a second opinion and then get a third opinion. If your medical team, as mine did, consists of, I think I had about 15 doctors before it was all said and done, then so be it. More information is better than less information. information. Let me tell you, women of color die from cancer more than white women. And this is because, one, we don't have access to the best care. And two, we often don't understand how the disease moves and how the treatment works. And we can change this by, one, advocating for women of color to have better care, access to better care, and two, by taking it upon ourselves. You know, I always talk about doing due diligence, taking it upon ourselves to gain as much understanding as we possibly can. The information is out there. And then from there, let me just give this, and I'll get into this a little more later on. From there, once you collect the information, don't be afraid to check in with yourself. With your gut. Sometimes it really serves us well to just kind of check in and see how we feel about something, whether or not something makes sense, whether or not we have an intense reaction to something either way. I knew for me that there were going to be certain parts of the regular course of treatment that I was not going to do for a variety of reasons, which I'm not going to get into here. But I knew that those things were not for me. And no matter what anyone said, no matter how many conversations and interventions and whatever else I had to stick with my gut. I had to go with what I knew was right for me. So that's very important as well. Essentially, what I'm saying is that the most important person on your healing team is you. You have got to know what's best for you. And you have got to do what is best for you. Now, I just want to say that this is not just for cancer patients. Anyone who is dealing with any kind of illness or any kind of life challenge would do well to put together a team of healers and understand that these are people who will support you through the really difficult times. And these are also going to be the people who will support you in those moments when later down the line you're kind of sliding back, or those moments when, you know, you're perhaps dealing with side effects from something that you may have undergone or treatment you've undergone in the past. Do not be afraid to ask for help. Do not be afraid to lean on folks. Trust me when I tell you, people want to help you. They are looking for ways to be of assistance to you. Now, there are going to be some folks that you thought may be there. There are going to be folks who you expected to be there who won't be. But that's not what's important. We don't necessarily focus on who we think ought to be there. We focus our attention on who is there. Okay? So, before I go, I just want to remind you all, if you happen to be in the Washington, D.C. area, or if you happen to be traveling to the D.C. area on November 7th or 8th, and you are interested in yoga, learning how yoga can help heal not only disease, but also heal things like lack of self-esteem, fear and anxiety around love and relationships, then I would love to invite you to join me for a workshop series that I'm doing. It's the Fab Life Workshop Series that will take place on November the 7th, which is a Saturday, and November the 8th. The November 7th class is called Love Thyself, and it's a yoga class, and we're also going to do some talking. We're going to do some meditating, and it is all centered around releasing the fear that prevents us from creating healthy relationships with others, not just in our romantic relationships, but professional relationships, relationships with family members and friends. And then the following, oh, and by the way, we're going to have some fun on that workshop too, that Saturday. We are going to learn how to use yoni eggs. Have you all ever used yoni eggs? Do you know anything about them? Well, this is a tool that every woman needs to have in her arsenal. Google them and then come join me on Saturday and you'll learn more about them. And I'll be giving some away as well. And then on Sunday, we are going to do another workshop called Trust Thyself. And it, again, is a yoga workshop, which is suitable for beginners. It's a yoga workshop that will also include meditation, and we'll sit and talk a little bit about how to improve one's self-esteem, how to tap into that internal power, that fire that we each have that helps us to move forward and become the women and men that we were created to become. We eliminate that fear that tells us that we're not good enough or that we can't do something or that the time is not right, and instead we learn to forge through all of that and move forward. And, you know, I'm all about getting everything you want and everything you need. That's what the Fab Life is about, quite honestly. So again, it's November the 7th and the 8th in Washington, D.C. at SerenityPlaceDC.com. I will have a link to the yoga studio on my social media pages, as well as the bottom of the podcast if you happen to be listening on Podomatic or iTunes. So there we go. The next podcast, I'm going to talk to you about some of the products that I now use. You know, there's so many chemicals and nasty little things that have found their way into a lot of our hair products, our skin care products, makeup and things like that. And I've had to eliminate all of that for the most part. So I'm going to tell you about some of the things that I use to keep myself beautiful while at the same time keeping myself healthy. So until then, I always remind you, I need you to take care of yourself. And most importantly, I need you to take care of each other. Until next time, peace.